Marvelous Mind Radio.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Bree with Marvelous Mind Radio. Oh, did I go through my aliases? No. Bree, aka Brianna Clearly, aka Be Clear, aka anything else fabulous that you could possibly think of, and my lovely, wonderful, itty bitty.
Hello. Yeah. You're itty bitty. Yes, I love it. I like that. I'm going to have to change some names. Itty Bitty, a.k.a. Kiera. That a.k.a. is actually my real name. Mm-hmm. Some call me K. Dot. Most love to call me Killer K.
Killer K!
In the building.
Right.
But, you know.
And what are we talking about this time around?
This time around, we get to talk about the side chick portrayal. How wonderful.
And how Olivia Pope got y'all out here thinking y'all winning.
Olivia Pope. I don't know Gabby's... Mary Jane. Mm-hmm. I don't want to bash side hoes, but I also don't want to glorify.
Oh, we didn't say side hoes. We're saying side chicks. We can try to keep
Harden.
It. I'm gonna try to keep
Harden.
It.
Well, you know, actually, there's a difference.
There is a difference.
I believe that there is a difference between a side hoe and a side chick.
Ooh. Do we want to start there, or do we want to start? Where do we want to start?
I can start there. So for me, let's listen.
Okay, let's break down the comparison.
Right.
Here.
A side chick, that's, you know, while it's really not your main, that's the girlfriend. That's still, I would want to call her a side girlfriend. She's getting all the benefits, all of the money that you're still spending on your main chick. She cooks, she cleans, she sucks, and she ducks. That's the nice way of putting
sucks
it.
Sucks and ducks. That's new.
But you know what? We like to keep it nice. Right. But you know, she's I guess you want to, that can be their Olivia Pope. You know, that's that relationship that you really want to be in, but for some odd reason, you're really tied to your female. Now that side hoe, she actually don't care about nothing, dude. She knows you have a girlfriend. She knows she cares not about this female. She's really just there for the sucking and ducking. She don't care if you pay her bills or not. Anything to add for her?
Well, okay.
Or both.
I don't completely agree, only because I feel like they are both the side hoe. Because I feel if you're aware of the other person, like, come on now. Mm. You should know better. You know what I mean? Like, even if you're not doing
both
better,
should know better.
You know better. So you're still in the hoe category. You just a little bit higher on the notch.
High class.
You know what I mean? You're high on the
high
notch.
Class too.
But if you're aware that that man is doing, that he has another relationship, a relationship that's public, and yours is private, you're the side hoe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it is. Especially if you treat him like he's your boyfriend when he's somebody else's boyfriend. So, side hoe is a side hoe is a side hoe. Now, if you're like the side chick, the girlfriend that is, you know, does not know about the other girl, you know, unbeknownst to you, he's got a whole nother life. He's living that double life, and
wife,
you on one
children.
Side of it, and there's somebody else on the other side. Well, then that's something different. But, you know.
So would she be a side chick or a side hoe?
She's definitely, she can't be. I mean, I don't feel like she's a hoe because she doesn't know.
Right.
Hoes, no.
Hoes are informed.
The hoes, no.
Gotcha.
And, you know.
So that can be the difference. I like that. I like that better.
Yeah. So let's bring it back to Olivia Pope. Mary Jane, because I have a little bit of an issue with this. Now, I'm not going to say that I don't watch Scandal. I got into it.
I do.
I've been converted. I watch it. We're not even going to get, we're not, let's not talk about Scandal because I'm going to get upset. But I appreciate the fact that there is a black woman in the leading role. I feel this way about being Mary Jane as well. And also that these are black women writers who are writing these roles. My issue, though, is that although these women are both beautiful, black, successful, they have to be the side chick. And it's glamorized.
Right.
And it's like, oh, it's okay. Well, you know, Olivia Pope is a presidential style. And he's in love with her. But at the same time, like, he ain't leaving his wife for her.
Right.
So what's so special about her? And I just feel like, why can't we take it back to, like, you know, the Huxtables?
I'm ready.
Because Claire was a doctor.
Claire was a
wife. Oh, was she? Listen.
Yeah.
Oh, don't take my black card, please.
What was his name? Not Bill. What is his name on the show? The daddy.
Dr. Huxtable.
Dr. Huxtable. Cliff. Cliff was the doctor.
Okay, Claire, but she was a lawyer. Right. Okay.
Had
she
Jenna, was a lawyer. Her kids were great.
Right. She didn't have to worry about Cliff going up. Was it? It wasn't Cliff.
Cliff Huxtable.
Don't take my black card. If you're thinking about revoking it, don't. I promise you, I'm for you, okay?
Right.
But anyway, no. So I'm saying you had relationship dynamics like that where you could have black people who were successful in a monogamous relationship, or at least because the black woman was successful, she at least was the main.
Right.
And really the only, but you know, we don't know. We don't know for sure.
Let's look at it this way. That relationship on that TV portrayed or reflected the relationships of that time. In our time, it reflects scandal. You know, we don't have double parent households as much as we did at that time when these shows were out and it was consistent. Now, these children that grew up watching these shows should have gone on to portray or want to portray Claire Huxtable, but that certainly did not happen.
But they'd rather twerk.
You know?
But anyways, okay. I just belched. I'm really sorry. Sorry. I'm just going to keep it 100. I just belched. And it tastes a little like ice cream. But I digress.
My lanta. Okay.
No, but this is... Okay. You're right. I think it does. But see, where people got it really twisted, though, is that, girl, you're not a side chick for the president.
Right.
Girl, like, right. You're not a side chick for somebody who's making six, seven count. Figures. Like,
you are a side chick to the Walmart cashier.
To Leroy.
And them.
Leroy's a greeter. Leroy is greeting customers and checking receipts, and that's who you a side chick to, and you just love Leroy. But Leroy don't love you.
Mm-mm.
He don't love
Leroy
these hoes.
Leroy not leaving his baby mama.
Right.
So what? If, oh
and
my
he
gosh.
Ain't even married his baby mama because he don't want to get married.
He has commitment issues.
So that's my whole thing. It's like y'all like, yes, Olivia Pope, yes, girl.
Right.
But she's the side chick to the president. Like, it's level. It's level.
As we stated.
Come on, man. It's levels to this. Side chick. You know? Like, I can't tell that my mom. Let me just put that out there.
Yes.
My mom.
Which is the reason for my sucking and ducking comment.
Right. Because she can't say it.
Quack, quack.
She can't say the word that starts with F and rhymes with duck. And I can't say the word that rhymes
at y'all,
with...
I so...
With... Schmidt.
Right, I'm like, shit.
But anyways, so yeah, so while y'all over here like, yes, go Mary Jane, and I'm Mary Jane, because that was another thing that really pissed me off.
I was overly
can
upset
we just
with this.
Go, I know
Mary
it's kind
Jane
of old,
because...
but it's going to come back. So let me just address this right now. This whole I'm being Mary Jane because my life is a mess and I got a Panamera.
That's
like,
not something to aspire
that's not cute.
To be like.
I don't
right.
even know.
I
like, I really want to beat somebody in the face at BET for even thinking that was like okay to do. Like,
at all.
Tell us why you're Mary Jane. Because... Because
if anything, it should have... Oh, it shouldn't have reflected anything about the trifling way that she's going about herself. If people wanted to be, I'm Mary Jane because I want to be a news reporter. I'm Mary Jane because I'm a successful black woman.
Right.
I'm Mary Jane because I have pretty skin. Whatever the case may be. But don't... I'm Mary Jane because I've also been the side chick. It's
right.
Squeezing me.
And because somebody's husband is in love with me too. Or at
right.
least he says.
Because that's nothing to be proud of. That you are breaking the vows of somebody... Marriage. How do you think that is okay?
Okay, so let's talk about this dynamic of since we're talking about these shows. You know what would really get me, and hopefully I'm not spoiling any of this for y'all that might not watch this show or have not, but what really would get me about these shows is that the side chick is now the one who brings the wisdom and brings the
right.
marriages back together.
Right.
Like, okay, you know what, darling? I'm done with your husband. So here he
so
goes.
So you can have
this
him
is,
back.
I want you to have him back, but also this is what you need to do. This is what I was doing that you weren't. Like, really?
Right. Now, on the flip, some
flip
of you slacking main females could learn a thing or two from your side, your man's side. Not to say that you should become anybody's side, but if she is doing something or she is grasping him by his, you know, his attention, she's doing something that you aren't, that you can't hold this man onto. Now, some men are really just strayers and they're going to do that. And that's fine and dandy. Well, it's not fine, but that's just how they are. But if she's doing something that's pulling this man's entire attention away from his wife and his children, you need to be viewing that. I would study that. Now, not for him, because obviously you may not want this man anymore, but maybe for your next husband, you say, well, maybe I should have been a little more spontaneous when it's time for us to get down with the get down. Wink, wink. Maybe, you know, I should, you know, have different conversations outside of how crazy our children are, how messed up our household is. Maybe we should have other conversations, because this is what his side chick is doing. She is enticing this man. What are you doing wrong? Not to say that you all are doing things wrong. Some men, again, like I said, are strayers.
And it's okay, sad. Well, you know, I'm on the fence about this.
Not because,
you know, I'm just an upstanding citizen when it comes to people and their relationships. Okay, I'm not saying that. I have my skeleton, and I have my bad ways, and I'm pretty sure I've paid for it.
Honey.
But let's get into the pros and cons, because I feel like we're in a way kind of tapping on that, but in an indirect way.
Right.
So what do you feel like are the pros?
You know, for the people, there are a lot of women. People love to think that all women want this picket fence, 3.5 children, you know, big house, perfect husband, you know, lifestyle. And not all women want that. Some women like to be by themselves, but, you know, we crave that sexual attention. And that is what that provides for you. This man, what is his name? Ricky Smiley just had a bunch of side, you know, females, side chicks, side hoes, whatever you want to call them, call in and ask what the benefits were. And one girl said, well, me and this man, it's like we're in a regular relationship. He just doesn't stay in my house. And that's fine with me because I don't like to sleep with anybody. And I was like, whoa. They go on trips together. He pays for her bill. He pays for her rent and whatever other utilities. I think he bought her a car. And she's like, I'm getting all these benefits, and I don't have to have this man all up in my face. When he's aggravating, I send him home to you. And I was like, whoa. Now, do I think that's trifling? Of course. But to her, she's getting the lifestyle that she wants. Everything is paid and bought for. Wrong. Everything is paid for. But she doesn't have to have this man that's always itching to be up under her. She sends him home for you to do that. And that is fine and dandy for her. Jacked up, but fine and dandy for her. Those are what the pros for some of these women want. Now, that's not to say Olivia Pope wants that, because she's obviously a sad, sad little girl. Whenever she goes home, she's crying in her bottle of wine. It's like, baby, do something. You should have stayed with that fine black man that was on the first season.
He wasn't really that fine.
He was
such a
regal fine man.
His hairline was a little weird.
He was a square. Now, I wish if they could have amped him up into a better personality or a better character.
He looked old. Like, he really didn't have nothing on fit, for real.
I loved him.
But anyways, we're getting sidetracked.
Yeah. But that is what I believe the pros are that these women see in being side chicks. These are the women that are willingly being side chicks.
They kind of get all the perks without any of, like, the burden or real responsibility.
Exactly. They don't have to have your children, none of this other mess running around, because a lot of them do not want it. And this is, you know, their words exactly. What do you think? What do you think are some pros?
Okay. All right, I'm gonna go to any more mama here. But listen, okay, I've been, well, like, you know, side chick, side hoe, jump off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of like a no commitment type of deal. And it's kind of like we don't have to worry about having any kind of like emotional ties. Like, you know what it is out the gate.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you kind of know what it is. But in my situation, like, I feel like I've been able to sustain a friendship. So regardless of whether it's sexual or non-sexual, like, that's still the homie. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's kind of like the situation I've been in, which is not good. I'm trying to tell y'all. Like, I don't think it's good, because really for me, the way that I'm wired is not really for that.
Right.
I think I'm more wired to be in a relationship, a full-blown relationship, because I have a lot to give. But, you know, sometimes I think, I'll even say it now, like, being in a full-blown relationship takes a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of work. You know, it's emotionally stressful on you. It can be physically stressful. It's very time-consuming.
Very.
So when you can have, like, a situation where you're trying to do whatever it is that you want to do in life, and that person has a girlfriend, so they have, their time is limited, and y'all just kind of see each other when you see each other. Sometimes it works, because it's like, okay, well, this is nice. I holla.
Right.
You go back to your life,
I'll live my life. It's a breakaway from reality for
some of these people. And then on both sides, it's like, there's no extra need for any attention or time. There's no need for all that extra time just doing whatever. It's just kind of... So I guess that would be a pro, but there are a lot of cons. I think there are way more cons. But I mean, I know it kind of comes down to what type of person you are. But if you are someone who feels like you have a lot to give to a relationship and you want to build, then it's not that whole, oh, yes, but he loves me. Well, what, girl, why is he not with you?
Right.
And that's kind of like one of my pet peeves with these side hoes is that they really get the game twisted. Like, you don't know your position.
Right.
Like, girl, okay, yeah, he loves you, but he don't want to be with... Nobody knows about you, though.
That's fine and dandy.
Your friends
know. What does love have to do with
it? And what does love have to do with it? Because at the end of the day, he's not spending no holidays with you, girl. Mm-hmm. He don't see you during the day.
Right.
Like,
he creeps in the house at 11:30, 11:45.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
does his business and keeps it moving. Now, for some, that's fine, but...
And that's kind of like my thing. I feel like there's way more cons to it. And then, you know, I believe personally... In karma a little bit, like we get so resentful of, oh, and she ain't this and she not doing this, but it's like, girl, you're the 20%.
Right.
That's the thing. The 80-20 rule is like a real,
it's
real thing.
It's
and
so
it's like,
real.
Okay, well, she ain't doing this for him, but he's not leaving her.
Right. So all this hard work you're doing is doing nothing but keeping him at 100 with both of these women.
It's keeping him full.
Right.
Full.
Exactly.
And greedy. And you know what I mean? And so that's kind of like my whole thing about it with the cons. It's like the cons outweigh the pros to me. If you really want a full-blown relationship, like these chicks that be falling in love with the guy that's married and he's been stringing you along for 5 years.
How do you allow yourself to fall in love with that?
Girl, y'all better watch Waiting to Exhale and Get Right.
Honey.
Y'all better listen. Rest in peace, Whitney Houston, because she definitely...
Sorry.
No, it's okay, girl. Just break out in song, because it's real. But I'm trying to tell you, y'all better see, what was her name in the movie? Savannah.
There we go.
Listen, Miss Savannah was like, okay, you know what? I'm not even mad at you, because I let you do it to me.
Right.
But you know what? I'm cool on you. So, and that's kind of like what it is. Like, realize, okay, you're a side chick. And realize, like, it's not cute. Like, it's not cute. It's okay if that's the position you want to play. You know your position. But, like, don't get it confused. Like, oh, my God.
As a relationship.
He loves me. And he finna leave his girl. And that
until
bitch.
Until he leaves,
blah, blah, blah,
Jay,
blah.
Say nothing about that. That is my biggest pet peeve. He's about to. What's taking so long?
Girl.
What does that mean, about
like
to?
Like, you've been messing with him for 9 years, girl.
She don't got family and friends and other people that she could talk to. He's the only one in her life. That makes absolutely no sense in you saying
I'm telling you. She's been waiting on him for 60 years. Y'all done had 2 babies.
You know?
That's the other thing. Like, isn't that a little strange? Like, you know that you are sharing that meat with... Like, on a consistent basis. Like, it's one thing not to know. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Ignorance is bliss, right? You can play that card. But, like, you know.
You had a... You seen the pictures. Like... There's a different level of trifling, which is why I really try to differentiate some of them. Because there's some trifling hoes that'll go right to this man's house with his children, where they sleep, you know, if the wife is out of town. And that's a different kind of trifling, you know.
You know who else got y'all messed up? I just thought about this. Jocelyn Hernandez got y'all messed up.
In father's name.
Listen, I like Jocelyn. I like the Puerto Rican princess.
Jocelyn Hernandez.
The Puerto Rican princess.
Get out.
Okay. I like the Puerto Rican princess. But y'all think because Stevie J gave her a ring. Yeah, I know. Y'all think because Stevie J gave her a ring that y'all gonna get married?
Negative.
Is that what y'all think?
Mm-mm.
I'm just wondering. I mean, I'm asking a question. I'm asking, and I want you to really answer. Like, do y'all think because Jocelyn Hernandez got a ring and that Olivia Pope got a house in Vermont,
that she can't go live in?
That she can't even go live in. That y'all are, like, gonna come out on top. I'm just wondering, like, I'll wait. Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that
I wasn't
we...
gonna hold my breath with you, not at all.
I'm just not saying, like, these are the things that we have to really think about. Do you really feel like, which is our next point, that you could go from being the side chick to the main chick? Now, does it happen? Yes, it happens.
It exists.
Not off the top of my head.
I don't know an Jocelyn example Hernandez. That everybody knows. Right, then, now there you go. But look how long it's even taken them.
And look how much they had to go through. Like, their relationship was extremely tumultuous.
Right.
And if Mimi was still down to be part of that, be on the bus.
Right. Because she was on that bus for a long, I believe her foot is still on that thing.
No, I think she's messing with somebody.
She was messing with somebody else for a long time. Mm-hmm. In between those years,
you
know.
Are we on a sidetrack right now? I feel like we are.
You know, on the VH1. But, you know, I just feel like you have to understand that. And I've seen this probably on Twitter or Facebook or something. But once you escalate from that side chick to the main chick, your position is now open. That old position as a side chick is now open. And you have to understand. Then, at this point, you have to be so cognizant of everything that you're doing to recognize how his...
How can you trust somebody like that? That's my whole thing. That how would you even be, even if he was like, you know what, I really only want to be with you, I love you, I'm into you, how could you trust his word? Right. Even if he was being honest.
Because you know.
You know what he's capable of. Come on, girl. Jeez. Get out of my head.
But you know what this man is capable of. And it's just like, why would you even want to put yourself into that position? Now, if you want to continue as your side chick and do your side chick duties, fulfill your role. I don't really care. If that's what you think is making you happy. But don't go into the next position thinking that you're all high and mighty and nobody can get into the same position that you once had. That position is wide open and somebody's waiting to bust it down.
Yeah.
In any way you can think of.
That's all I'm saying. It's like, if you're going to be... the side chick. I'm not gonna call you a hoe. Cause we shouldn't be tearing each other down. But if you're gonna play the side chick role and you're gonna be about that life, you just need to understand what you're signing up for.
Right.
And even if he says, oh, I love you, I'm about to leave, or blah, 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 you should just do your own thing. Live your own life.
Right.
Because men lie. No shade.
Men lie,
but women lie.
Numbers don't.
Excuse me. And neither does the past.
Hello.
The past doesn't lie. So if his track record reads, cheater, cheater, cheater.
What makes you think you done got the godsend?
Like, you're not going to change him.
He has to change himself.
He has to change himself. And I guess that's like really kind of like the moral of the story. Know your role.
Right.
And let's, nobody's going to change for you.
Oh. Let's back that knowing your role thing.
Back that suck.
Bow, bow.
Back that. Okay.
Shout out to the Sigmas. Because y'all know that's your jam.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Random shout out.
You know.
Sigmas listen to the show? I hope so. Go ahead.
Hey, Sigmas. let's understand this knowing your role thing. It is not in your position to try to create a rift in between him and his girlfriend. He should be actually... If you want him to be with you only, you don't call her up and tell her how much she's been doing. Because you know what? Sometimes I see that as usually strengthening their relationship. That girl goes hard or she comes and knocks you.
Right. Women love competition.
You know what I'm saying?
Little do you know.
Exactly.
Most women, they don't leave. They go hard.
Right. And they are going to fight for their position. It's just like, what are you? You look so stupid calling up some woman's house. Well, I've been messing with your man. Da, 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 da. Well, sweetheart, guess where he's laying at? And you cold and lonely in your little one-bedroom apartment.
Right. Which is why you're calling me.
You know? Why do you feel the need? Or don't walk up to me. Don't call my house. Don't call my place of work. Making a spectacle of yourself. Like, how stupid are you?
And, you know, I think that's something else. That's where stuff starts going wrong.
Exactly.
Is that...
Because, you know, you're trying now clearly, to be in my position, not
right,
what's yours.
Clearly, it's like, girl, when did you think you could get so comfortable to where you could just start calling somebody's job and showing up at the job?
Right. And then, you know.
Stalking the girlfriend or the wife. Like, who
Because I'm going to send your tail to jail, sweetheart. Keep calling my house if you want to. I'm going to send you right to jail. Harassment,
and
all of that.
Yeah, that's like the whole know your role thing. And okay. And I know, like, most women be like, well, he be telling me he love me and he miss me and... like,
words mean absolutely nothing. You know, and that's for me. I don't know if it's for y'all, but for me personally, you can tell me you love me all day, every day. That's fine,
Danny. But
I
want to
see how. Right. Show me how you love me. You know, show me with action. Because those words mean absolutely nothing. If you love me so much that you want to leave your girlfriend, I don't care that she's going through some things with school, she's falling behind or whatever else. That don't mean nothing to me, because you should love me more than that. Mm-hmm. Love more than her. You know, that's her situation. She's going to have to find somebody else to lean on.
She grown.
You know? I don't mess with children. And if that's what you want to do. You know what I'm
saying?
Y'all
can see the face.
But you know, be an adult, be a grown man about yours and leave her. But don't say and tell me all this other stuff and then have me dumbfounded. What is it? Something in doe eyed. Deer in the headlights. Like, you know, he just told me he loved me so much. So I wish I could tell my mother something like that so she can kick my two front teeth in right down my throat.
Okay, so let me address this one last thing. Mm-hmm. It's the man's fault to a degree. Because the man is the one in the relationship.
Okay.
And you don't owe anything to that woman because you are not the one being unfaithful. However, you have to take responsibility for your role in it.
And your actions.
And your actions. You have to take responsibility for that. And sometimes I think that we fail to be on the other side of it and look at it from the other perspective. Because, you know, as women, we don't get mad at the one that we love. It's always that bitch and she and blah, 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 which it's not her fault. She doesn't owe anything to you. However, as women, we should want more for ourselves and each other than to have just a piece of somebody, especially the 20%. Like, you can't get full off of that. That's not no 80% is passing. You can't pass with no 20%. You might as well drop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Am I being ridiculous?
You're a nice reference.
I'm being ridiculous. But you get what I'm saying, though. Right. Like, what's 20% of somebody?
You know?
That's all I'm trying to say. Like, you have to take... Yeah, it is his fault. It is his fault because he's the one that's an infidel.
Right.
Come on, infidel. Can I just get a little...
Girl, you've been out here using your SAT words.
Come on, infidel. But it takes two.
Hello.
It takes two.
Because when you find out that man is married and in a relationship and you continue to flirt with him and it's nothing, but I'm just talking to him, but you know you done pulled your shirt down a little bit so your boobage can pop out. That's also you playing your part. You are playing a part in making sure that this man who is in a committed relationship
desires
falls for you.
Because you want some attention.
Right. Because you're a chav. And that's what you're going to act like. Chav. Yeah, you got to say chav country. Chav.
Childish.
C-H-A-L-D. Chav.
So, and then, you know, I don't want to get too deep. But then you need to think about what it is in you that is drawing you to men that are already taken.
Right.
Because with some people, it's a pattern. Everybody is not a pattern. Some people are just lied to and they don't know any better. And then some people, like, that's their preference. That's what they go for. Mm-hmm. And then some people are just so naive that they're just like, oh my gosh, like, I'm filling a void because his wife can't do it. And you're, like, really in the clouds and you're not on earth. So, I don't want to get too deep with that. That's for y'all to deal with.
Right.
You know,
figure out which one you
are. I dealt with mine. Deal with yours. Okay. So, but, you know, that's kind of like what I want to say with it. Do what you want to do. Everybody's grown. We just bring in the conversation to the forefront, to the table.
And that's it.
That's
Murder, She Wrote. And don't be killing people. Okay.
Murder, She Wrote.
That's what I'm going to end on. Stop killing him, her, because he done messed with you and she won't leave, so you got to kill her. Lifetime is real.
And stop trying to set him up by having his baby. Like, you look stupid.
No setup, no holes in condoms, no lying about your birth control, which, you know, still takes two to have a child. But still, stop it. Stop it. Just
all the antics.
Stop it.
Okay, I hope that this came out okay, because I feel like we got off topic a lot.
I feel like it was a lot of subtopics within a topic.
Yeah,
that we pulled from.
But we want you to, of course, to tell us what y'all think, because we only hear ourselves. We don't know. I mean, I'll go back and listen to it, but I'll probably be like, okay, well, that was okay.
We did all right.
That was fine. That was all right.
But of course, feedback is always welcome.
We need
and
some feedback. Warranted.
We want
And I wanted to shout out my homie Jasmine, who's in Bahrain right now. She's in the Navy, and she wrote me this sweet message about how she listened to the switch up. Oh, and I also want to tell y'all that it's Kira's fault that there was no show last week because she forgot and got her dates messed up. Yes, I'm throwing her all the way under the city bus.
Fully accepting the fact that I am a 75-year-old woman trapped in a 25-year-old's body, and I was not.
And looks like a 12-year-old.
And that's fine, because when I'm 25, oh wait, I'm 25. When I'm 50, I'll be looking a good 27. I apologize.
It's her fault.
Yeah.
It's her fault.
I accept it.
It was just some bad. But tell them where they can find you.
Y'all know y'all can find me on Instagram and Vine, which the ones I know my password for. Damn Debonair, at Damn Debonair. Let's spell it for the spelling impaired. DamnDebonair. Damn Debonair.
So when you going to get a new Twitter?
Soon, and very soon.
So let's put you under a little pressure. Can we please have a Twitter by next week?
We can have a Twitter by next week.
Okay, so she's gonna
it's
have
gonna be a different Twitter, but yes.
Okay, so y'all can find me on everything at Brianna Clearly. B-R-I-A-N-A. Clearly. It's spelled the proper way. Nothing special about the spelling. And I also want to do a little something different when you guys listen to this show. If you guys have any ideas on what you want us to talk about, what you want to hear, please hit us up, Facebook, the Gram. You can hit me up on Twitter and let me know what it is you want to talk about. I'll probably also post something on Facebook asking what would be some good topics. So if I pick your topic, if we pick your topic, we'll make sure to shout you out, let you know. Maybe you could call us up. I don't know. Let me stop trying to get fancy. Child, we out here bootleg. It's okay.
And that's fine. We got to start somewhere.
All right, y'all. So we are out. And thank you. We love you. Make sure y'all share, subscribe, all that good stuff.
We out.
Bye.